Wow, I am feeling the presence of the Lord this morning. Are you feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning? Hallelujah. Yes, we serve such an awesome God. If you believe that we serve an awesome God, let me hear you put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Frank. I'm from the United States of America. And by the special grace of God, thank you. By the special grace of God, through the life of my Father and the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, I'm an evangelist here at the SCOM. And I am very thankful to have this privilege of sharing his message with all of you. Thank you, Jesus Christ. So yes, you may all have your seats. So yes, we serve such an awesome God, a kind God, and a giving God. I mean, Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 7, ask and you shall receive. He said, if your children ask you for a loaf of bread, would you give them a stone? Of course not. So if we, as sinful humans, know how to give our children good gifts, then how much more will our Heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask Him? Amen? Amen. I mean, is it healing? Is it deliverance? Is it breakthrough? Yes, all of God's blessings, whatever they may be, He is more than willing and able to give them to you. Because in His death for us, Jesus Christ has provided every blessing that man could desire or require. But how come it seems that there are some people who ask but never receive? I mean, we've seen them before. The person could be a serious prayer warrior. I mean, as they pray, the sweat will be dripping off their face and their body will be vibrating as they pray, bless me, Lord, bless me. But at the end of the day, it's like God doesn't hear their prayer. Well, in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 3, it says that you ask and don't receive because your motives are all wrong. And that's right. I mean, why should anyone expect God to bless them if they don't have the right motives for that blessing? I mean, let's say you're a gambler. You have a problem with gambling and you're praying to God for money. Well, I got to tell you that God may likely not answer that prayer, because He knows that you have the wrong motives for that blessing. Now, such people don't have their priorities straight. Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, that we are to first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then everything we need shall be added on to us. But the problem today is that many people are after gift, but few are after character. But little do they know that in order to maintain God's gift, you need God's character. Tell your neighbor, in order to maintain God's gift, you need God's character. Yes, This is why Jesus said to the man that he healed in John chapter 5, verse 14, "Look, you have become well. Now stop sinning, or else something worse may happen to you." Yes, Jesus knew that in order to maintain God's gift, you need God's character, because a greater blessing and a greater healing will bring about greater persecution and greater challenges. And this brings us to the title of our message today: Character is More Important. Tell your neighbor, character is more important. Hallelujah. And yes, we will now go to our proof text today, which will come from the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, and we will read verses 6 through 8. That is Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. I will be reading from the NLT version of the Bible. Let us read. Verse 6. "In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have the gift of showing kindness to others, do it gladly." Hallelujah. Yes. So, from this passage, we can see that gift and character go hand in hand. I mean, what good is the gift of prophecy if you don't have the boldness to speak out what God has revealed to you? What's good is the gift of leadership ability if you don't take the responsibility seriously and do it diligently? What good is being merciful and kind to others if you do it with a frown on your face? Tell your neighbor, something that is not done well is not done at all. Tell your neighbor, character is more important. Yes. Now, notice that we are not saying that you can't have gift without character. No. There are many people who have gift without character. I mean, for example, somebody could be very wealthy and famous without God's character, but they will be without peace and comfort, and such cannot stand the test of time. Now, just to give a quick example of what we're saying here, I just need one volunteer. Please, one volunteer to help us demonstrate what we're talking about. We just want to do a quick demonstration. Do I have any brave person that wants to be a volunteer? Ah, thank you very much, sir. Let's clap for him. So, sir, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Please, tell us your name and where you're from.
I'm Ousman Smith from Ghana.
Okay, you're very welcome, sir. So, sir, I have some good news for you. Yes, today is your lucky day, because I have a special gift for you.
Thank you.
All right. So, please, just wait right here, okay? Give me one moment as I get your gift. Just one moment, please. All right. I'm just going to get his gift real quick. Yes, it's a special day. I got a wonderful gift here for our brother. All right. Hallelujah. So are you ready for your gift?
Yes, please.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Boom. A brand new shiny red Jeep. Off-road drive. 2016 model. Straight out of the Synagogue Church of All Nations supermarket. So, sir, you are very blessed. All right, let's clap for him. How you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling great.
Hallelujah. So, yes, our brother here has been blessed with a wonderful gift. All right? But there's a problem. There's a problem because there's something that he is lacking. And what is he lacking? All right? He is lacking one of these, a driver's license. Okay, so he has this new, beautiful Jeep, but he has no driver's license. So he has a wonderful gift. And what does this license represent? Yes, this license represents character. So he has a wonderful gift, but he doesn't have character. But, you know, our brother here, he looks like a good driver. He looks like a very good driver. All right. Are you a good driver, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, you know, he feels he's a good driver, and he decides to take his new car out for a spin. All right. So go ahead. Take your car out for a spin. Just, you know, show us how you drive it. All right. All right. Check him out. Take it easy. Okay. So keep enjoying your new car. Keep enjoying the new car. Drive it around. So he's enjoying his new gift. He's driving his car, but he has no driver's license. Now, he thinks everything is okay. Okay, keep driving, it's okay. He thinks everything is okay. But one day, something happens. One of his lights on his vehicle goes out. The tail light. The light here in the back of the vehicle, it goes out. Now, as many of us drivers know, it's illegal to drive when any of your lights have gone out in your vehicle. That's a penalty. So we all know what happens next. As our brother is driving, as he's driving, he thinks everything is okay, but all of a sudden the taillight goes out, and we know what happens next. Oh, yes. Trial comes, challenge comes, because little did you know, I'm not just an evangelist, but I'm also a certified police officer. All right. So as our brother is driving, I noticed that his light has gone out in his vehicle. So what am I going to do? Well, let me just quickly put on my siren. Okay, sir, where is your driver's license?
Please, I don't have it with me.
You mean you don't have your driver's license?
Yes, please.
You're driving this new fancy vehicle without a driver's license?
I thought once you have your car, you can drive it without a driving license.
Ah. Well, sir, I got some news for you. Today, you are under arrest, and I'm going to confiscate your vehicle. That's right. Now we can see our brother. He thought everything was okay, you know? He was driving without his driver's license. He had gift, but no character. But now look at him. He is without peace and without comfort. And his gift could not stand the test of time. Now, we're just going to quickly change the scenario a little bit. All right, let's give our brother his gift back. And this time, we're going to give him the driver's license. All right? This time, we're going to give him the driver's license. He's going to do the right thing. All right. So go ahead, drive your vehicle, sir. Drive your vehicle around. All right? Now, the same situation happens, okay? One of the lights goes out on the vehicle, and the police notice it. So they put the sirens on. They pull them over. Okay, sir, please, your driver's license, please.
Yes, please, I have it with me here.
Okay, let me see it. Okay. Now, did you know that your taillight was out, sir?
No, sir.
Well, you know, it's illegal to have your lights out. Make sure you check your lights. Now, what should I do? Should I give my brother a warning or should I give him a fine? What should I do?
Just a warning. A warning.
Just a warning. All right. Ah, it's your lucky day. It's your lucky day. Sir, I'm going to warn you. Make sure you fix this taillight, okay?
All right, sir. I will do so.
Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for him. So, yes, as we can see, when he had his driver's license, when he had his character, when the trial and the challenge came, he maintained his gift, okay? And he'll live to drive another day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right, so, sir, I got a question for you, all right? You can either have this brand new fancy Jeep or you can have an altar fruit. Which one would you like?
I prefer the 2016 off-road Jeep.
He prefers the Jeep? Wow! Let's put our hands together for him. Well, sir, today is your lucky day. I'm not only going to give you the Jeep, but you can also have an altar fruit as well. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's clap for him. So, hallelujah. Yes. So, as we can see, just from this little short demonstration, that you can have gift without character, but such cannot stand the test of time. Now, this is why Jesus Christ will not consider your request until he sees in you a faithful follower, a willing servant, a man or woman of great perception, which are true characteristics of a true disciple. Ask your neighbor, are you a true disciple? Yes. Are you a true disciple? Well, let us find out. Let us go back to our Bibles again real quick. Okay? And this time, we are going to go to the book of Matthew. All right? Let's turn to the book of Matthew and we will go to chapter 7, and we will read from verses 21 through 23. So that's Matthew chapter 7, and we will read from verses 21 through 23. All right, let us read. Verse 21. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name? But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Ask your neighbor again, are you a true disciple? Wow. Now, I don't know about you, but that verse used to make me a little nervous. I mean, I used to think to myself, wow, somebody could be casting out demons and prophesying in the name of Jesus and still not make it to heaven? I mean, how could Jesus say he never knew somebody who was prophesying and casting out demons in his name? But my Father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, made me to understand that this simply goes to show that God does not consider our gift. He considers our character. Tell your neighbor, character is more important. Yes. Now, for example, when we look just a few chapters later in Matthew chapter 10, okay? In Matthew chapter 10, look very well. Look in verse 4, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 4. Was not Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus, was he not one of those whom Jesus sent out to go and heal the sick and cast out demons? I mean, let's look. Matthew chapter 10 in verse 4. There he is, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him. And what does Jesus say to him in verse 8? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Wow, that's very interesting. I mean, imagine how many times that no good thief, Judas Iscariot, might have said, be delivered in the name of Jesus. And people were delivered. Imagine how many times he may have said, be healed in the name of Jesus. And people were healed. Yes, he was given such an awesome gift. But he lacked the character it took in order to finish the race with the rest of the apostles. Yes. Tell your neighbor, character is more important. Yes. So as we can see, our gift does not matter. What matters is the righteousness of God. What matters is the Bible, which is our standard. Because on Judgment Day, the question will not be, who had this gift or who had that gift, but who worshiped God in spirit and in truth? Yes, character is more important. This is why only your character can testify to your confession of Christ. Do you say you're a Christian? Well, a Christian's life comes from Christ himself. And Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And God's Word reflects his character. Yes. This is why great men are those who mirror Jesus Christ. Because his character is the foundation of everything great. But again, the problem today is that many people are after gift, but few are after character. So, character is more important. Tell your neighbor, character is more important. Yes. Let's take example, a lamp. Okay, if you look at a lamp, the flame of that lamp is the gift. And the oil inside is the character. Now, If the oil in that lamp runs out, what will happen to the flame? Tell your neighbor again, character is more important. Hallelujah. Now, we are just going to go to our Bibles one last time for another passage. Okay? And this time, let us turn to the book of Numbers. Okay, in the Old Testament, the book of Numbers. Okay? And we will turn to Numbers chapter 12, and we will read verses 1 through 10. So that is Numbers chapter 12, and we will read verses 1 through 10. Okay, and I read, "While they were still at Hazareth, Miriam and Aaron criticized Moses because he had married a Cushite woman. They said, 'Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Hasn't he spoken through us too?' But the Lord heard them. Now Moses was very humble, more humble than any other person on earth. So immediately the Lord called to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam and said, 'Go out to the tabernacle, all three of you.' So the three of them went to the tabernacle, and the Lord descended in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tabernacle. 'Aaron and Miriam,' he called, and they stepped forward. And the Lord said to them, 'Now listen to what I say. If there were prophets among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself in visions. I would speak to them in dreams, but not so with my servant Moses. Of all my house, he is the one I trust. I speak to him face to face, clearly, and not in riddles. He sees the Lord as he is. So why were you not afraid to criticize my servant Moses?' The Lord was very angry with them, and he departed. As the cloud moved from above the tabernacle, there stood Miriam, her skin as white as snow from leprosy." And we will end it there. And yes, you can continue to read the rest of your passage on your own time. But this is a very interesting passage. I mean, what can we learn from it? Well, for one, let us beware of spiritual pride, which has been the destruction and downfall of many. Yes, it was pride that caused God to kick Lucifer out of heaven. And as we can see in this passage, Aaron and Miriam were rebuked because of their spiritual pride. They said in verse 2, "Has the Lord only spoken through Moses? Hasn't he spoken through us too?" Yes, they thought highly of themselves. They were very proud because of their gift of prophecy. But they failed to realize that Moses had something that took his relationship with God to another level. Yes, Moses had something that was much more important. Yes, Moses had character. Tell your neighbor, character is more important. So, what was it about Moses' character that made his relationship with God so special? Well, when we look in verse 3 of that passage, it says that Moses was very humble, more humble than anyone on the face of the earth. That's right, humility. Tell your neighbor, humility. Yes, we possess Jesus Christ when we possess his character. And humility is the character of Jesus. Are you looking for grace? Well, the Bible says that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Yes, So, how do we get this humble character that we're talking about? Well, when the Holy Spirit took up residence in us, it did so with the thought of aiding us in developing a holy character. Yes, it is the Holy Spirit that acts on the soul to produce the virtues of Christian character. But let me tell you something. A holy character doesn't just come like that. No. It's not just a day job. Character is all about time and preparation. For example, let's look at gold. We all know gold, okay? Now, gold is not valued until it is tested by fire. Now, in the same way, human character is not valued until it is tested in the fiery furnace of humiliation. That's right, humiliation. Tell your neighbor, humiliation. Now, humiliation can come in the form of sickness, poverty, setback, disappointment, and the like. And believe it or not, as a Christian, you need to be humiliated. Because Prophet T.B. Joshua says that mankind will continue to hide his true character until his pride is injured. That's right. Somebody could seem like a very nice, kind, gentle, and humble person on the outside. But once they are humiliated and their pride is injured, that's when they reveal their true character. That's when they reveal the weaknesses that are hidden deep inside their heart. So, as a Christian, when you are humiliated by foolish things like sickness, poverty, setback, disappointment, and the like, don't think it's strange and begin to act out of character. You start to lose your temper, you get angry, you start cursing and doing things that a Christian shouldn't do. No. Be calm and be determined. Because character is more important. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, I know that this may be seeming like a difficult message for some people. You know, maybe you're struggling with many weaknesses and you're thinking to yourself, I don't know. It's like my character is too bad. My character is too messed up for God. No! I want you to know that Jesus Christ loves you no matter what your character is like. What's important to Jesus is your willingness. Your willingness to change and receive help from Him. Yes, Jesus Christ never rejects anybody who comes to Him by faith with reformation of heart and life. So listen, I mean, no matter who you are or where you're from, everybody hurts somewhere. Everybody has weaknesses, okay? Perfection eludes all of us. And this is why God chooses grace rather than works. Yes. This means that when the weak make mistakes, He is able to help them in their weakness, just as he is able to help the strong. I mean, if God had chosen works rather than grace, then the race would have been for the strongest, leaving no room for people like me. Yes, broken things become useful in the hands of God. And I just want to quickly take this opportunity to thank God Almighty for using my father and the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, to put the broken pieces of my life back together again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, yes, I want you to know that following Jesus is not difficult. It's not difficult once you realize that all he is asking for is our goodness. That's it. Jesus is just asking for our goodness. So don't be confused by human judgment. You know, humans judge by gift. Humans judge by outward appearance. But the Lord values holy faith, fear, love, and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And these things are hidden deep inside the heart, which lie beyond human discernment. And this is simply why character is more important. Tell your neighbor, character is more important. So I want to leave you with this. May God bless his word. Thank you very much.